Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Mine was really high. Was yours high, too? Brian here, radio show. Another one in the books. We got the great... The Magical Matt. I think that's what we're going to call you from now on.
Hey, that works for me. As long as you get my first name right, it doesn't matter what else you call me.
Magical Matt.
All right.
He's the best. And then we got a magic lady in here. What, can you tell us your name and who you are?
My name is Paris Farmbury.
Wow, Paris Farmbury. I like the name. Yeah, it goes with
very
it.
Catchy name.
Yes, I'm going to get a little static here. And then your name.
My name is Angel Santiago, President and CEO of Our Community First.
Right, he's changed our whole company. And people now ask me what they notice, like people that tune in all the time say to me, I notice you have a lot of nonprofits off on your show. And then, like, what is the purpose of my show? I can really say now is to do because of you. I got to give him credit. He's changed the whole dynamic of the show, Angel. You have, right? So now when people ask me, what do I do with my radio show? I used to say promote small businesses. But now, because you always have nonprofits coming in every week, right? We divert people that, families that need something, we divert them to where their resources are. Would that be a good way of saying it?
Absolutely.
Imagine that. Like, one week we had was the blind lady that dealt with people that had diabetes. Yes. Or people that were blind on how to get resources. You know, the trauma of going blind, what that could be like.
The best way to describe the show is you guys help the community, whether it's promoting small business or what Angel does with his activism for nonprofits. You guys are an activist show. Activists and small community connector.
Absolutely.
That's what we are.
You hit the nail on the head.
Can you put together a commercial for me? Because you're the best, man. I don't even have to tell you what to do.
All right.
Can you, like you just said there. But can you do me a favor with
sure.
that said?
Sure.
You got to give credit where credit's due. Say your name of who you are.
Okay.
That you're the producer and all that.
Yeah.
Magical Matt, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
That's your new name.
Okay.
And then give Angel credit, right, for how he changed the trajectory of the show to help others.
All right.
So he needs to get his name and what he's give.
Our community first.
Our community first.
Angel, you and I can talk after the show and we can figure something out.
Absolutely.
Right, because he's literally changed our dynamics. Isn't that neat? And then one week we dealt with veterans that had who were veterans, needed help. And then one week we dealt with the homeless, how to get people into homes.
Food shelter.
Awesome.
A food shelter.
Counseling, youth programs.
That's the power of what we do with radio, and not just this show specifically, but radio in general, is we have a way to be able to connect people with something either they didn't know they needed or they didn't know they needed it right now. That's the beauty of this.
You say, can you say it yourself?
Sure.
You use the word activist because I didn't.
Yeah. What radio has the ability to do, and a lot of people or some people don't understand it, is that radio has a different way than other mediums like print media, TV. Radio's got a different way about it with its medium to be able to connect people to either to local businesses, either they didn't know they needed it now, or it plants a seed in their head of, hey. Like, let's say, because we have car dealers, we have low-key Volkswagen as one of our sponsors, let's say.
They are
a sponsor on our show. So, by us playing and talking about low-key Volkswagen here, it may not force somebody, or I shouldn't, maybe force isn't the right word, but it may not open the door for somebody to go to buy a car now, but by us talking about low-key Volkswagen, it puts it in the back of people's minds where it would be a good place to go look for a car. Loki Volkswagen, because they heard it on the show.
My friend Mark just bought her Loki last week.
There you go.
Because of the show.
Right, but like that's one example of what we do to be able to help out local businesses. Towards what Angel does and what he does with his nonprofits is, let's say there's somebody who's got a disability, like me. I'm partially blind in my left eye. Legitimately, I am blind. I am partially blind in my left eye. So by some of the people that Angel brings on the show, that could be able to help somebody like me with their disability. That helps out other people who have, say, like a specific issue that they didn't know they could get help for. That's where we come in.
My issues got tissues.
There you go.
That's it. We all got issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, so it's kind of neat, though, right?
Absolutely.
So then when we did the blind show, that really must have really touched your heart then.
It did.
To help the blind, right? What they can do, what resources they have. Yeah. So anyhow, that's the deal. So the show changed because of Angel, and I wanted to give credit where credit's due, that we divert people to the resources they need, and I want to thank you for the change.
Well, Brian, this is your show, and when you invited me on the show as a guest, I have to admit I was very nervous because I have never been on the radio show. It actually has helped me with my communication skills, and number two, if it wasn't for you, this would never happen either. So you are actually a big contributor for making this happen.
Change one person. Well, I got to talk to the proofreader.
Sure.
Interview this
absolutely.
Lady.
Absolutely.
Oh, actually, but Angel, I got to say one thing, though. For everything that you've done.
Yes.
That's us here at WTAN giving you credit for what you do, sir.
I appreciate that.
All right, so now, that being said.
Yes.
It's interview time.
Absolutely.
Take it away, Angel.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for coming onto the radio show, and for everybody that's tuning in from Tampa Bay. So you did provide us your name. So tell us a little bit, what is your business all about? How did you, so give us some information exactly what you do.
All right. So my name is Paris Farmbree, and I am with Paris Farmbree Designs. I design beautiful handmade gemstone jewelry.
Okay, so you did bring some examples here on the table. Let me grab one of those jewelry that you have here. I see there's one with the blue cross, and you have other ones with, it's very beautiful.
So this is off my men's line.
So for those YouTube video people, they're looking at it, you got it. So if they wanted to see your line of different products you have to offer, do you have a website?
So what I currently do, what I would do is, if they have a business, I would love to set up a meet and greet and bring some of my beautiful handmade crystal jewelry and bring a display.
Okay, great. So what got you into doing jewelry?
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I had always loved to craft. And as I got older, I found one amethyst stone. And from there, I realized, wow, this is energy. This is amazing. It has been extremely life-changing for me. If you want to know a little bit of the story, I was dealing with some issues with high blood pressure, and I know that I needed to make some change. And from pretty much just went on a spiritual journey, and here I am today, 90 pounds lighter, mind, body, and spirit. All these things go together.
Wow. So you say you said about some spiritual journey. Can you kind of tell us a little bit more about that spiritual journey you're referring to?
Well, I found a stone. It was during a day that I was doing a prayer and a meditation. I looked down on the ground and I said, what is it? Because I didn't have any idea what it was. And I went to Google, because we do know that Google knows everything. So I found out that it was the amethyst stone. Mm. And from there, I said, what kind of metaphysical healing properties does this stone have? I realized that the amethyst stone is an amazing stone for creativity, intuition, and balance. And from there, I said, hey, I could use a little bit of that. So from there, I was able to make some conscious-minded choices with losing some weight, and mind, body, and spirit then after followed.
Oh, wow. So is your jewelry consist of these specialized or, you know, like amethyst stones? What type of materials do you use to make your jewelry?
I use different stones, mm-hmm. whether they are amethyst, mm-hmm. which is the stone for creativity, intuition, mm-hmm. and balance. Also, I have rose quartz, and I'll just tell you just a few,
sure.
which would be rose quartz, which is a stone for love, healing, and compassion. There's a lot of broken families looking to resolve things, whether broken relationships. And then also I have a stone with me, which is a stone for purification as well as truth, which is the turquoise stone. And black onyx is an amazing stone for protection as well as strength.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of definitions with all these types of stones like you mentioned. How did you learn about all these different types of stones and what exactly they contribute to someone's life? How did you go about researching that?
Well, for me, I realized that with the amethyst stone, I realized that I began to become more intuitive. But keep in mind, ever since a child, I always had a spiritual gift, but I became more intuitive. And for me, with my jewelry, I began to be able to piece the jewelry together very easy. And that's pretty much it.
So how long have you been doing the jewelry side of that? I understand when you were really young, but as far as to the point that you can sell your products, how long have you been doing that?
I've been selling my jewelry now for 2 years, but I have been designing jewelry ever for the past 21 wow. years. So the craft is definitely there.
Wow, that's great.
Definitely there.
Do you have a website?
No, I have a website right now that is under construction.
Okay.
And it's going to be absolutely amazing once it is done.
Okay. So if someone wanted to reach out to you and get more information about your jewelry, do you have a telephone number you'd like to give out?
Yes. So my telephone number, where you can reach me, and I can custom design anything, any charm, whether it's an anklet or it's a bracelet, whether it is a gift or something for yourself. My telephone number would be 727-203-4969.
Okay. Do you have a physical location?
No.
Okay.
It would be if someone would like me, because I go into businesses during okay. my day, if they would like me to stop in, bring a few amazing pieces of jewelry, or pick up the phone and say, hey, Paris, can you bring these particular stones with these charms? I'll have them in my to-go bag, okay. which I call my bling bag.
So do you have a price range of what these cost?
$30 to $45.
Okay. So do you have any stores now that have some of your products displayed on their businesses at all?
I go basically to stores, and I sell to whether doctor's offices or lawyers, but they're for their own personal use.
Understood. So it's more personalized,
it's
individualized.
Very personalized.
Okay. Well, that definitely gives it more of a personal touch, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So how do people know about you? Is it more per word of mouth, or how?
It's basically word of mouth, but if you purchase my jewelry, you're going to get so many compliments, you're not going to know what to do.
I noticed that each of your jewelry box has, well, each of your jewelry is beautifully cased with a beautiful box. With all the descriptions that you have for each of these jewelry, is that something that's added inside the box itself for the jewelry that you make for someone personally, a description?
Yes, I do include the descriptions too.
Okay.
And also, just to share with you, I realized that this was a part of my heritage because I am an African American, and also I have Native American in me, which is the Cherokee and the Creed. So when I start learning more about my own heritage, I realized that it was in the bloodline.
Amazing. So how did you know that you have, is it through your grandmother's side?
It's through my mother's, my mother's as well as my father's, both parents.
Have you done some research about that Indian tribe and what they're all about?
Yes, the Cherokee. They're into the crystal energy.
Wow, see that
they're
connection.
They're into the crystal energy.
Wow, that's amazing. So what percentage are you as far, you know, they have percentage of American Indians, and what did you do, like a 23andMe or some sort of a DNA to see where?
No, we just know that we have it in a bloodline, like on like my father's as well as mother's, like some mother's on my mother's side, we have on my father's side, like my grandmother was full Indian, and then on my on my father's side, we have the Indian as well.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, my brother actually told me, you should do this 23andMe. I'm like, what is 23andMe? And it's basically like a DNA that you can take, and it'll tell you a breakdown of what your actual breakdown is genetically. And I was amazed at when I did it, how it's so descriptive as far as knowing more about, you know, what's your background and everything else. So, and it even tells you about your DNA relatives and all that. So I saw that I'm 15% Native Indian as well. I was like, what, 15% Native Indian? I was like, wow, I didn't even know that. And something about Jesuit Jew as well. It's like, I was a little bit Jewish in me. It's like, I didn't even know that. It's amazing. So, you know, it's nice to know your background and that connection with the history and why you are the way you are, because like you noticed that when you were young, you had a connection, and that's your connection with the Native Indians and all that.
Very true.
So is there anything, do you have any upcoming events by chance that you might be doing, or any sort of exhibit of your products anytime?
I am right now working on getting into the OWN Center, which is a little ways away from here.
Okay.
I traveled a little distance today.
How far is it?
I came from Hudson.
Hudson, wow. Hudson. That's like the other end of Pasco, like towards the end of Pasco,
yes.
Hudson. Yeah, that is quite a way. It's about an hour drive from here. All right, great. So we have Brian.
We got Lemon Leaf on the line. What a name. Oh, look at that stuff. It's beautiful.
And I'm gonna plug
Thank you.
In here.
Can I ask you a question? How much does that cost? Too much.
they have various prices. Like, these are off of my men's jewelry line. These are 40. As
oh
you
my
can see
God.
They're That's, heavier.
Yeah, I see, man. Lisa, you there?
Let me see.
Yep.
I have a young lady here. Her name is Paris. And if you go online, you'll see she looks like a mystic. Like, if you were doing, like, a thing for, like, one of those computerized games... What you do is you would take a picture of her, and she would say, "Your wish is granted." You know, so she looks beautiful.
Thank you.
But anyhow, what you know what she does, Lisa?
What?
She does custom jewelry.
Oh, that's awesome!
Right, and she makes her own jewelry. She has a men's line, and then she has a woman's line.
And. A little girl's line as well.
And a little girl's line. Do you have any children, Lisa?
Yes, I I do not.
Okay. Well, do you have a mom?
I do.
There you go. This would be beautiful stuff, and especially coming for Christmas time.
Sure.
And they're looking. They're only their price range is only $40.
To the little girl.
No.
Right. So can I put you down for at least one item?
I haven't seen it, honestly.
$40? What are you kidding?
I tell you what. She's going to have her website up and running soon. Do you happen to know what the domain name is yet for the website?
Yes, I do. It is Paris Farm Breed Designs.
Okay.
Okay, would you be interested in having someone like we work with to help you with the website?
It's under construction.
Okay, so no, that's okay. So, Lisa, when is the restaurant going to open up?
We're hoping by the end of the month, for sure.
Really? And how's it going?
Yes. What,
yeah. So, like, by the end of, that's the end of September then, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Right? And you know why it's okay that it took this time? If you ever want to have a delay, when do you want to have it in Florida? In off season, right?
True. That's true.
Yeah. Right? Because season doesn't start really until after Thanksgiving. Right? So actually, if you're going to take time to get something open, you want to do that during the summer. The heartache I see sometimes with restaurants is as soon as the season's over, they finally get their approval. You guys are doing it the right way, at least. So tell us, what type of restaurant is it going to be?
Breakfast and lunch, so... pancake
waffles,
so we're also having, you know, sandwiches, tilapia. You know, we're trying to get...
See, I told you, look at that. One sale, Angel comes through. He is the Angel. Angel, I just got to interrupt you, Lisa. Angel just bought a bracelet. See that? I'll tell you what, Lisa, you know what I'm going to do?
This is nice, man.
Lisa, you there?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you a bracelet.
Oh, okay.
All right? So you can't lose.
Okay.
So now she got two sales. Yeah, they're beautiful. They're handcrafted. Each one's different than the next.
Yes, they're all one of a kind.
Yeah, they're one of a kind.
I'm actually buying one right now.
There you go. So what do you do at the restaurant, Lisa?
Well, we haven't opened yet, but I'll be there.
But what will your job description be?
As a server.
You know what? That's where the money's made. Right? In a restaurant industry. The server. Yeah. Like, the server really makes the money. In a busy restaurant, I have a friend of mine. She makes $200-$400 a day as a server. Right?
Wow.
That's not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
Right. And then, are you part owner, too? Or are you, you related to the owner in any way?
Yeah, I'm just working there.
Wow. You sound young. You want me to guess your age? You want to see if I can do it? Tell me. I'm going to guess it. We're all going to guess it. Whoever gets the closest gets a $50 gift certificate. All right? Say something again, Lisa.
Go for it.
Go for it? Okay, I'm going to say you're 22.
Damn.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Ah, wow. Who's the mystic here?
Wow.
We have the mystic. What were you going to say? Yeah. So pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
So you sound young. That's all. You have a young voice and you want to stay young. They don't sell products to make people old. Right? So we're also doing a turkey drive, which we like you guys to be part of. And donations are being accepted right now. And we're going to be to benefit veterans and people in need. We're going to be giving out turkeys. And that's something we do. And then last week, what do we have planned for next week? Anybody coming in?
You mean for the not-for-profit side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually working on the Hispanic Farmers Market. They're having an event. I'm going to invite the CEO and president coming here next week.
Hispanic?
Yes. Hispanic Heritage Month. You know how they have African-American Month? They have the Hispanic Heritage Month coming up soon.
Really? What do you think of that? Lisa?
Sorry?
Are you Hispanic?
I am, yeah.
How did I do there? I'm doing pretty good.
¿Hablas español?
Yeah, we're doing a benefit for her. Tell her in Spanish what you're doing for Hispanic people.
Pues vamos a tener un evento que está todo localizado en Clearwater. Translation, we're having an event in Clearwater on October 15, octubre 15, translation. It's the Hispanic Heritage Month. It's going to be held at the Crest Lake Park from 4 to 7. So, at Crest Lake Park es la localización. De la hora va a ser de las 4 hasta las 7 de la tarde. And that's the hours I just mentioned in Spanish. So, by all means, this is for the community. This is for la comunidad. It's for the community. Come see the different types of Latino backgrounds are, because not, you know, they kind of tend to lump us all in one, but we're actually different, because you have, you know, Dominicans, you have Puerto Ricans, you have Cubans, you have, you know, from all South America, and they all bring such rich culture to this, to the United States. And a lot of them are, you know, astronauts, and they're scientists that have actually played a big role in the United States with all the inventions that are here, but people don't know about it. So come to this event, you'll see all the different style of Latin cuisines that they have to offer, the different dances, Afro dancing, like Puerto Ricans are Latinos, and we have a little bit of African Indians, the slaves that actually came to Puerto Rico, and they actually intermixed with the Indians. That's what we have. We have an African culture, and you'll find that a lot of African cultures are within, like, Dominican Republic and Colombians. It's amazing. It's a beautiful culture. So by all means, come see. As a matter of fact, I'm sponsoring a dance called the Afro Kumba group in the 15th of October. It's a Puerto Rican a group that have African dancing, which I'm sponsoring through our community first. So, Dami's, come enjoy it. Look and taste the different types of different Latin cuisines. See the different dances have to offer. Folklore dancing from Mexico. It's just a lot of wonderful things going to happen that day.
I was just thinking, community first. You know, I'm putting together a flyer, right? And just, even if you didn't use the name, the way he puts the community first, that really says what you do.
Exactly. That's why it's called Our Community First.
It's called Our Community First?
It's called Our Community First.
Really? Yeah. I never even picked up on that.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think that's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think of the Latino Heritage program that we're doing there, Lisa?
It sounds awesome. I'm really excited to go.
It's free, and bring your family. It's going to be right next to the playground for the kids that can enjoy. They also have a water.
Where?
Right there in Crest Lake Park.
And where's that?
It's right in Clearwater.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Clearwater.
Really? So what do you think, Lisa? Maybe we can set up a booth for
the radio station. You'll be able to interview people.
How about the Lemon? What's the name of the Lemon? What's the name of the restaurant?
Lemon Leaf Cafe.
Yeah, why not give them a booth to sell food?
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
would you be interested in that?
Yeah, if you're interested, we are having businesses that they can actually have booths there. It's very affordable. You can sell your products, so people can be
and give out your menus.
Absolutely, supporting the Hispanic business owners and to us as well.
What do you think, Liz?
It sounds interesting. Yeah. I can't.
I know. I'm just so you know, we're out there to help you. Can you sense that?
Yes, thank you.
Right, and we do care.
Yeah.
Right, so I just realized, community first, though, that's something that just hit me. Because of the shirt, Our Community First. I think that's so important.
Yes, that's very powerful.
Very powerful.
And we should all put our community first. It's how, as I say, when we put our community first, you know, we all help each other when we're in need. Tomorrow, this is better for everyone else, right? Because if I help you, like you said, you always say it a lot. If I can help one person succeed, then you also will be successful by you helping that one person.
And if you change one person's life, you change the world.
Yeah, that's true. Because you just never know.
And then you help others achieve their goals.
Yeah.
Then you achieve yours.
And there's tons of stories like that, from poor to riches. I mean, I don't remember the name of the movie, but I remember this one guy in Wall Street. He was an African-American guy. He actually slept in the bathroom with his kid.
Yeah, Will Smith, like, with his son.
Yeah, and it's a true story.
Right, and he wouldn't hang up the phone, because if he hung up the phone, he'd get less time to call.
Yeah, so he got into the I think it was in the stock market. He worked in the stock market, and he's
great movie.
Millionaire, multimillionaire, and now he's giving back to the community. It's just, you just never know. That person who is next to you, who might be asking for gas money, right? That could be the same person who can save you tomorrow, who could be the doctor, or who can be the taxi driver that's taking you to the hospital. He could be the police officer. You just don't know.
Never look down on another human being.
Never.
From a moral or spiritual hilltop.
Yep. Yes.
Never. Because you never know. And then that person might be the one, if you help them, you get out of yourself, right? And you never know. Because if you're helping another person, that is the channel, to use the mystic thing,
yes,
is helping another, not thinking of yourself, right?
Yes.
Can I suggest to you that to care for others more than you care for yourself?
Correct.
What a thing to say, though. Sounds crazy. But if, yes, you can help others achieve their goals, then you will achieve yours.
Yes, very true.
Right? Right, Lisa?
Right.
So Hispanic, what day is that Hispanic event?
It's October 15th from 4 to 7.
Wow. And that'll be perfect because your restaurant will be open by then. And maybe we can get you a booth where you can sell some food there to where you can make one a profit but introduce your restaurant to the local community.
Yeah, that would be really awesome, actually.
Right. So that's good. So I look forward to doing business with you in the future. Do you have any questions for Lisa? Paris.
She's all smiles.
That's putting me on the spot.
No, not at this time.
Okay, so that's good. Put her on the spot. So that's good. Lisa, do you have any questions for Angel?
How'd you get started in your business?
Honestly, okay, I'm also a spiritual person, okay? So originally the way this concept started, I started as a business directory, and then when the pandemic hit, it was just sitting there for many, many years. A long time ago, I had a dream, and literally the dream, I was struggling at that time. I was a single dad. I was single. I was with my son by myself. I was struggling. I was unemployed, mm-hmm, in Rochester, New York, and I had a dream to help people. Mm-hmm. So this, what I'm doing now is what I dreamt about 15 years ago. So this whole time, and that dream that I had was, I felt was Jesus talking to me, you know? So I asked God, hey, I got on my knees, I need help, and that dream came to me. Mm. Fast forward 2023, after the pandemic, it's been sitting there. And one thing that I realized, that when you try to do things the way you want them, and you don't follow those instructions, doors close. The minute you start doing what God has asked me to do, then doors are open. So on January 1st, I said, okay, God, I give up. Tell me what you want me to do with this business, because it's been sitting there this whole time. Mm. And he goes, I want you to put our community first, Angel. Wow. I go, what do you mean by that? Put people first. I said, okay, then you give me the name. So when I get to work that morning, it came to my head, our community first. So I right away went online and typed in our community first. It was a credit union. I was like, God, what do you mean? It's already taken. No, our community first, unique.
Yes.
When I typed in the computer to look for Florida Biz, did not exist. And then the guy said, buy it. Get an LLC, buy it. And that's what I did. And in faith, I bought the domain name. I changed my company from VIP Price Cuts to our community first. And so, God, now what? He goes, I'll take care of the rest. Put our community first. Start showcasing all these not-for-profits that are impacting people's lives. So if they're food shelters, clothing, women empowerment programs, you program, sex trafficking, against sex trafficking, you put it in one resource so my people can find them because they're suffering. I said, okay, and that's what I did. So all of a sudden, I started reaching out to these not-for-profits, and it started growing. And I said, but God, how am I going to be able to support this type of business? I'm paying out of my pocket. I'm not making any money out of it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, Angel, when God puts something in your mind, he'll take care of the rest. He gave the example, do birds worry about food?
Yes.
Or when the storms come, why did it disappear and then come back? Who's protecting all these creatures? It's God.
You know, like when a typhoon hits, all the animals go to high ground.
Yeah, but who's leading them to do that? Is like who's right, protecting these? So, anyways, long story short, God said the businesses are going to help you support this. How? So, what I'm doing is I'm advertising businesses on my site for free to provide a discount. And then God says, start doing fundraisers for these not-for-profits and give back to them 10%. Mm. So that's what I started doing. So now I'm not charging businesses to advertise. We're selling membership cards, and we're creating a loyal base so they can shop locally to support our business, which is the backbone of our community. That's how you and I got connected. Because I saw your coupon booklet, and I saw all these different businesses that are advertising your booklet. The Brian Cash Claus Show. When I called, you say, I have a radio station. I go, what? I'm just calling you about, just reaching out to you because I saw your ad. You said, come in, stop by. That's how we met, Brian. I was at a corner store, and I saw your booklet sitting on the table. Mm-hmm. And I picked it up, and I saw your number. So, long story short, we interviewed. You asked me a question, but I didn't give you a straight answer. And I've learned some good lessons from you. And in your heart, God touched your heart to make this happen. And now I'm on the radio station. You see how that works?
Right. And then we met by you calling me last night.
Yes, and I might say, what such a beautiful story. And, excuse me. And that is very true. When God closes one door, He will definitely open up another door. And that's how I found. I was just looking and I said, hey, this would be an amazing idea for me to advertise. And I gave a call. And before you knew it, I was finding out great information about the radio show. And here I am now.
And then I tried to talk you out of doing business with me. Tell them why.
Yes, you did.
I said, I don't recommend you do business with me.
And you're a very honest guy.
So Brian, tell them why I said that.
Because, excuse me, because it was going to be a very...
But where do you live?
But because of the location.
Yeah, she lives in Hudson. So then what I recommended to you was don't do business with me, right? Find some Hudson publications and advertise there.
Yes.
That's what I said to her.
Yes.
And then the opposite of, because I didn't expect like that you would turn out and come here to the radio show and I could say that, right? No, I expected you to just call Hudson businesses. But the reason why is because I always want to, in my heart, do what is best for the client or the individual I'm working with. Now, do I have motives? Yes. Do I want to make money? Yes. But I want to make money where at least I have a shot at giving back to that person that they can make money. So, like, if this, you're on East Bay Drive, correct, in Largo?
Yep.
So now you said to me, I want to advertise in Largo. Well, we have a Largo magazine. And that's what it hit me, that, okay, maybe we can do something. But if this what's the name of the restaurant?
Lemon Leaf Cafe.
Lemon Leaf Cafe. Now, if you were in Hudson, you know what I would tell you? Don't do business with me.
Right,
because why would you, it's community, think of the word our community first.
Yes.
What I want someone to do is in the community that's in Largo to represent, say the name of the restaurant again.
Lemon Leaf Cafe.
Lemon Leaf Cafe, because who's going to be a repeat customer? Someone that lives in Hudson or someone that lives in Largo?
Largo.
Right. So I'm always going to have your best interest. And long as you do that in life, help others achieve their goals, right, and have their best interests, then you'll find out that more people will have your best interests.
And I want local businesses like hers to be successful, because for the small business, like I mentioned, I know it sounds cliche, but the small businesses are the backbone of our community, because we want them to be successful. Because guess what? Guess who's hiring that next-door neighbor's son or daughter? It's businesses like hers.
Right.
And as they become successful, they can hire more people. So the more we can help small businesses with the advertising, with the print, awesome. And then advertising with our community first is free. If you provide a discount to our currently members, that's the only thing we ask for fundraising. We will also promote your business for free. So this is a great platform to get the word out there about your business.
Wow. And then you're going to help out other fundraisers too, not just the one.
Right.
Absolutely.
Not just the one, like I'm doing the turkey drive, so I'm putting together a card for my turkey drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm putting a list of people that are donating to the turkey drive, right? But I never thought what he just said is that you can, I never thought of that, really, to be honest with you. I'm just doing it just for the turkey drive and the toy drive. Mm-hmm. But then people can actually take that card and use it if they want for other fundraisers.
Yes.
I never thought of that. I really didn't.
And that's why we're here.
The when you just said that, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. So then you help out people that need help.
And like, you know, like jewelry, I saw your jewelry, I loved it, and yes, I was like, you know, buy one.
And what did I guarantee that if you came here?
That you
and I didn't even know how much the jewelry was.
Yes, well, I tried to.
What did I say I guaranteed?
You said you would get a piece of jewelry.
Or someone would buy one.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, because I want you to know that if you did come here, that we will. And then look at Angel. The angel comes through like an angel.
And not only that, but the website is not, even though you're in Hudson, you know, my platform will promote your website. So anybody around who listen to this radio and you see your website, they can order online. So it's another way to promote your business as well. Yes, you're not just awesome. Limited being just in Hudson. Your limit is the sky. You know,
yeah, because we can really push the website, yes. Is what I'm going to recommend.
Yes.
Awesome. Once you get the website going, and then the people that we have, influential people that we have coming here. And then me too. So I don't care. Anytime you show up to the show, you're guaranteed one sale.
Okay, awesome.
So you can't come here without getting a sale. If you do, then I just give you, I just buy some.
And I'll promote.
And I just bought something for Lisa, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
I wish, then that's where the website would come in. Mm-hmm. When do you think that'll be done?
It is under construction now. I have a state-of-the-art website under construction now, so it's taking some time to put together.
Yes.
Speaking of websites, ours is up but still under construction as well. But you can still go to the page. You can find our flipbook and some other information that's on our website at bccoupon.com. That's bccoupon.com. And we are taking donations. We're trying to get a jump start this year for our holiday drive.
Is the PayPal thing set up?
PayPal is set up, but I'm not.
Have you talked to Hope yet?
I just talked to Hope, and yes, she has to add it to the website.
Can you get her on the radio now?
She was super busy. I just talked to her for like 10 minutes about some of the things I need done.
And if you can text me that website, I'm going to put it on our site as well to promote your website.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we're we're putting a card together ourselves for the turkey drive thing.
Okay.
Right? So that also is important to know that people can click on that. But he just said something that I never thought of. And I never thought of this. Say it again, what you said about fundraisers.
Well, you can use that card as a fundraiser. You know, you can...
Right, which is why I think we should put the QR code to our PayPal to make a donation.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
I'm sorry, but I didn't mean that. But unbelievable.
Right?
Unbelievable.
Because, okay, so...
To make a donation, you put the QR code.
Yes, but listen, so look, I started a new PayPal because...
Do you do that? Isn't that a good idea?
It's just for our new website, our new PayPal, right? So I have to wait 30 days to get the QR code that actually goes directly to PayPal because they make you wait 30 days.
Right.
But once we do, anybody can pay.
What day are we into for that?
Four or five, maybe.
Yeah, currently I have on my site, which is www.rcommunityfirst.com, to become a member. I'm set up with PayPal. And
did you have to wait 30 days too?
Well, I had PayPal for quite some time already, so I already had the account already open.
Don't we have PayPal already for other
people? We had an old account that someone else started, so I started.
If you start from fresh, you have to wait 30 days.
Yeah.
So what I have set up right now, if you pay a minimum of $25, I will mail you a membership card to your home, in which you can use it for the different businesses that are supporting us and get discounts for the local businesses. But they have the option to pay $25, $500, whatever they want to give, they can pay as a donation to help our mission.
Mission. Those are good words you have, like mission.
It's a movement as well.
It's a movement. I gotta remember.
Yes.
Movement.
So anybody.
I'm glad we haven't done our media kit yet finalized. No, because we just.
His light bulb is going on.
Because it's all his stuff. Create, you know what Ben Franklin said? Does anybody know? Lisa, you know what Ben Franklin said?
I'm sure he said a lot of things.
That's the answer, my 22-year-old girl. She asked me, I guessed her age over the phone. Now, have I ever met you? I mean, over the radio. Have I ever met you? Did I get it exactly right?
You did.
So now what I'm going to tell you is this. Benjamin Franklin said, creation begins with imitation. Because what they asked Ben Franklin was, how are people are taking all your inventions and improving upon them, and making money with all these inventions you made. aren't you like insulted or hurt? And he's like, no. He goes, creation begins with imitations. I'm actually flattered. That was his response.
It makes sense.
And a lot of the stuff that I'm doing with my company, Angel, is all you.
It's all of us to help each other.
I know, but my whole, you got to understand, everything's changed like because of you.
Well, I hope it's not a bad thing.
No.
No, so right now, yeah. Anybody who is listening, yes. If they would like to make a donation, we are doing a toy drive for Operation Toy Soldier this year.
Okay.
But right now, we're working hard on our turkey drive, which is going to benefit anybody in need and veterans.
Absolutely.
And we're working with the American Legion in Dunedin off of St. Christopher. They're actually amazing. They're going to let us use their walk-in.
Absolutely.
And they're making a big donation as well. So we're trying to get money for turkey.
Actually, they're our biggest donator, and they're the ones doing the drive.
Okay. And send me the flyer. I'm going to put it on my social media platform as well to promote it.
Okay.
And also send it to all the not for profits.
You should have actually gotten it
today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I sent an email about the radio show, and I attached both flyers today.
Okay. All right.
So the toy donation.
But why do you do that, though? I don't get that. I've had people.
Because it's another way to just get.
Yeah, but I've had people. I've had people, my clients, you know what they'll say to me? I got your email, but I only look at my emails at night, right? So when I get home, I look at my emails, or I look at them in the morning, like when I first wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens?
More than one set of emails.
No, but I'm just saying if some.
Okay.
But what happens is if someone gets it the day of the show in the afternoon, the person that looks at it in the morning or night, now the show's over, or they looked at it before the email was sent. I've had people complain, that's all.
Do you guys have a Facebook account by chance?
Yes.
Okay, you can put it on there as well, the flyer and all that?
Oh, yeah, I always do.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's your Facebook? What's your Facebook?
It is BCC Coupon Books LLC.
Okay, so that you can find the flyer there. I was actually at Largo, had a meeting with the city of Largo. I met with the representative there. That's why that could be why I was letting me see your email and all that. But with that being said, a quick segue. If you live in the city of Largo and you want to buy your first home, you can qualify up to $70,000 for your first home. So
wow.
So that's good news. So if you're interested in finding more information about that, during the day I work for a not-for-profit called Tampa Bay Neighborhood Housing Services. You can reach out to me. My name is Angel. You can call me there and at 813-424-8751, and I can help you with the application because I'm the one personally taking care of that.
Right.
So for the city of Largo and for the city of Clearwater, I'm also the contact person.
Awesome.
You can get to $45,000-$60,000 for your first home. So for those folks that want to buy their first home, reach out to me. Take advantage for the first time home buyers programs that exist. Don't get discouraged with the rates being up and the prices. We'll find a way to make it work.
Okay? There you go. And then you see like where you're at in Largo.
You bought that too. That's
what's
awesome.
What's your
that's awesome.
I love it. Yeah.
What's your name? Lisa? You still there?
Right?
Yep.
So you see we have connections with the city of Largo, like the head people, the mayor and all
yes.
that. So your business is where?
It's between East Bay and Highland.
Would that be considered Largo?
Largo.
Yep.
So it would be nice to be connected with people that have connections with the mayor of Largo, wouldn't it?
Yeah, always good.
Right? In other words, that's the old saying is you show me your friends and I'll tell you your future, right?
Very true.
So show me who you hang out with. What it is, Lisa, is that success breeds success. And it's ironic that you made this deal with the city of Largo, the head people at Largo, right? Yep. The big shots. And Lisa represents a business where?
In Largo.
So who would Lisa and her, where would it be best, her interest, to have connections with? Us.
Absolutely. We're well connected. We're connected with, so that you know, we're connected with Pasco County. We're connected with Hillsborough County. We're connected, as a matter of fact, with Wantan, wherever it covers, we're connected. So any you name it, any help you need, call the radio station. I can direct you to get your
help. Call you first.
Yeah,
R,
absolutely.
Community first.
Yep.
Google R, it's the letter R, community first, and just Google that, R, the letter
yep.
R, not R, A-R-E, Google the letter R,
community
first.
Yep.
And then you can get his information,
yep.
So because he said his phone number, so I never get phone numbers, they're too fast for me. But if you can remember R, oh, think of pirate. R, there she blows. Community. And then first, and that's me. I'm the first one on this radio show, number one, on this station at this time.
Yep. It is Our Community First Day Counts.
And then your website will push the next time.
Yes.
And so we got three sales for you today.
Awesome. And I think that is such an amazing name, Our Community First. Yep.
Right.
Together we can make
and
it.
And then what I want to do is just talk about some lady named Angel. I mean, Angel, but her name is Angie. She owns the Blue Saki, right? And she's a lovely woman. And what she does is she does similar to what you do, where there have been people that have worked for her where they said, hey, you know, maybe this guy's a little shady. He shouldn't work for you. But she saw the good in him. It was like Jesus said that to Simon, right? Simon was one of the disciples. He was going to teach him how to be a fisher of men. Mm-hmm. But one of the things Jesus said to his wife is, you seen the good in him first, right? Because he was the only disciple that was married, right? And he said to the wife, I see what you saw before I did. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
There are people that there is good in them. And this is what Angie does. She sees the good in people, right? And she likes, she stuck with me through some tough times. But she's that type of woman. And she owns the Blue Saki. It's in Dunedin. And what it is, it's a Thai restaurant, a sushi place. And when you walk into this place, you talk about atmosphere. I mean, seriously, I know because I'm talking about her, but atmosphere-wise, the love that's in the atmosphere and the decor.
Wow.
It's just beautiful. That's Blue Saki, and they're located in Dunedin, and it's just unbelievable, the person who Angie is.
So for the, is Lisa still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, give us your location and your where you're located again.
Oh, it's going to be 1300 East State Drive.
Okay, 1300 East State Drive. Is there like a landmark people can, you know, can recognize as close to your place?
And you know that German restaurant that used to be in on East Bay because it's the only one? They're where that old location is. Okay. But what is in that plaza that someone can use as a landmark to find you? Like if someone said, hey, describe where you're going to be located.
Right.
There's a Spanish restaurant on the first
corner. It's probably going to be in the corner. There's a little kind of like L-shaped, and we're almost right in the corner. We're going to be between Dynasty Clothing.
Well, very good.
Okay.
Well, that's good. But you're right by the park, too, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
We're
between Island and...
They're almost at the corner
of Highland. So we're right before a gas station.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the gas station that's directly across the street from you almost?
I think it might be a racetrack, and there's also a 7-Eleven.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so you get an idea where they're at?
Right.
Right. And they're on East Bay, and what's the actual address?
1300 East Bay Drive.
There you go. And the name of the restaurant?
Lemon Leaf Cafe.
Okay. And then the name of your place and what you do?
Paris Farmbury Designs, and I'm a designer.
Well, there you go. That's all that matters. And you look the part.
One more.
Thank you. Yeah.
So anybody, you
and
are.
For me, it's Our Community First. So if you're in need of anything, we have not-for-profits that will be able to help you if you're in need of anything. Okay, so definitely visit us. That's what they're for.
And then don't forget.
I just want to say one thing. I hope Bill feels better. He's under the weather today from the metabolic clinic in Tarpon.
Right.
And how can someone contact you with this beautiful jewelry you have?
Yeah, but the diabetic clinic is unbelievable. They do revolutionary, state-of-the-art diabetes, and they're there in Tarpon. And what's the name of the company?
The Metabolic Clinic.
And that's Bill. And he's not under the weather today, but we want to give a shout-out to our good friend Bill.
All right, and what's your phone number?
So if you would love to have some really amazing handmade gemstone jewelry, you'll be able to reach me at 727-203-4969. Once again, that is 727-203-4969.
There you
go.
All right. Yay, another show in the book.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.